has a dictation for Eldred Ackoff, ELDRED ACOFF. Date of birth is 4/25/1966. Date of service, 2/23/2026. Mr. Eldred Ackoff is a gentleman who fell off his bike in November of 2025. He has been experiencing severe pain. Again, he fell down on ice a couple of days ago. He's having severe pain in the lower back, neck area. The MRIs are positive for some bulging disc at the lumbar region, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and a generalized facet hypertrophy throughout, and as well as in cervical and thoracic and lumbar region with a possible issue causing the pain. He's a moderate right and left sided foramina stenosis at L1, L2, L3-4, and L4-5 area, further causing some issues with the radiation of pain. Some radiation of pain is reported to the right leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatofacial, but it stops at the knee. Other than that, there are no other by the patient. Pain level is 7-8. ADLs are affected 7. 50% relief is reported by the patient. Overall, he has been doing some physical therapy. Please review the record for the ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 158/94, pulse 69, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 2/18/2026. Dictation number 0225-028. Plan is to continue the narco that was not filled fully last time. For 7 days, it was filled. I provided for 21 tablets to be taken, one pill a day, narco 5 mg, 5/325. Continues with all other medications, which includes Voltaren gel, prednisone, severe neuropathic compounding cream. Naprosyn and Allerwin. Patient has been informed about his MRI finding for cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region. As earlier I have discussed, he was advised for facet joint injection and median nerve branch block from L2-3-4-5 and C7 and T6 through T11, as observed in the MRI finding, for a possible resolution of the inflammation. So far, the patient refused to have any injections or any surgical consultation. He signed a release. Patient declines. He just want to continue physical therapy and stay on the pain medication for a while. So we have discussed that he can be provided Schedule III medication like Tylenol, Voltaren, or Jurnavx as a substitute to Schedule II. If he wants to come back, that'll be fine. Otherwise, he'll be discharged. Thank you.